T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. It's tourney time. Chickies and Pete's has you covered with great food and drink specials during the games. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. Just jamming out to some Pearl Jam.
Hey, Pete, I'll tell you this. Now, when I tasted the patty melt a couple weeks ago, I was like, all right, it was awesome. And then I got it again today, and it was even better today.
Good chef.
That's a good sandwich there, Pete.
Good sandwich there, brother.
Yes. Well, patty melt, brother.
Well, yeah. And Howard was busting your chops about the Guinness braised. He's not a foodsman. He doesn't know anything about food.
Know anything about food.
It's a joke. I know. He's looking for attention. He got it. Everyone's texting him about it. It's all good. Let's get to the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings that fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Is 2023 now Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? Holding steady, 66% saying yes.
Ooh.
A little surprising, man.
There you go.
You know, we kind of entered the show today, and I was like, who's really going to think that it's not Super Bowl or bust? But, you know, it's just such a change in the fan base. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I have my expectations too high. But when you get there and you have that lead and you're playing against the best quarterback of the generation and you essentially bring back the same team, it's just hard for me to not have that as the goal and the expectation and trying to achieve that. And if it comes up short, like, not being outraged. Like, I would be furious if they don't end this season as Super Bowl champs. Like, when the standard is the standard.
As champs?
The standard is the standard, and it's always rising. And I think what really solidified it for me, Ike, is that I woke up this morning – and Marcus Mariota was an Eagle. And that just shows you that they are truly all in. And a fine listener DM'd me this on Instagram, and I forgot about it. But I want to take a nice little trip down memory lane to a Joe Conklin classic regarding Marcus Mariota. Here it is.
Chip Kelly is so in love with Mariota, he just asked his father for permission to draft him.
Jameis Winston, he can't play, too much trouble anyway, no interest in a linebacker or defensive back. Don't matter who disagrees, Jeff Lurie gave me the keys, I'm the man in charge of this, I'll take a quarterback. Roseman's out of personnel, Marcus knows my system well, what an arm and he can run, I love him like a son. Nick Foles, take a hike. Mark Sanchez, I don't like. Need a frickin' quarterback, do anything to get it done.
I'm in love with Mariota. His desire's burning. He won't take much learning. I'm in love with Mariota. Got me all excited. Ain't no way to fight it.
Cornerback, free safety, neither one excites me. Looking for a QB as good as Andrew Luck. Need a guy with quickness and a football PhD. The quarterbacks I have stink on a draft, another duck. I could trade Fletcher Cox, throwing Howie Sweat socks. I'm the king of everything, no one to interfere. Shady and some draft picks, give them everything they want. Either way, we get this kid, or I'm walking out of here.
I'm in love with Mariota. His desire's burning, he won't take much learning. I'm in love with Mariota. Got me all excited, ain't no way to fight it.
What a talent.
Oh, that was pretty
Joe
good.
Joe Conklin. I feel like since we played Conklin, we got to say, visit joeconklin.com for all information on upcoming shows and ticketing. I'm sure he's at Parks Casino, You know, at the Excite Center doing his show. I will say about Joe, and I love Joe, mm-hmm. I feel like he's used that song as like the impetus to a lot of his songs. Like
you got a nice tune in there, yeah.
Yeah, it was the same Billy Joel song. Like, We Didn't Start the Fire.
He's, okay.
He's addicted to using We Didn't Start the Fire. He's a big fan.
Are you picking apart Joel's?
No, I'm just saying,
Joel's
like,
work?
Like, We Didn't Start the Fire, I feel like it's been used a lot.
JoeCochran.com!
JoeCochran.com! Rich is in Haddon Township. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, Rich?
First, I really want to go to Marcus Mariota. I'm happy he was got it because here's why. I own 4 Mariota Oregon jerseys. I own the Tennessee jersey. I own the Raiders jersey. And I own the Falcons jersey.
So you're a Marcus Mariota fan.
Successful, but that's what it's, well, I'm a Mariota fan. And that's exactly what it is.
It has to be.
Are you related to him?
He would never succeed. He would never succeed in Tennessee, in Tennessee because – it wasn't his offense that he could run. It just wasn't. But on any occasion, going away from that, the reason why we loved the Phillies so much and thought they could go in the playoffs is because they had the pitching to go in and win a series. With Nola and Wheeler, they could, and they beat St. Louis, although that was a miracle. But then after that, they were good. The Sixers, I don't know. They still scare me because we need the players, and I don't know if they can do that.
Well, yeah, I guess. But also, like, they are starting to turn it on at the right time, and they are starting to, like, you know, they're heading down the stretch run here, and Joel Embiid in his last, like, 2 weeks or ever since the All-Star break is averaging, like, 35 points a game. So you see that, and you see Harden, who is averaging, like, 11 assists a game now, and I think people are starting to dream again, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's not. And Maxey's also starting to turn it on again. So that there's your third. And hopefully they can use the bench the right way where they score. And, yes, we can be excited about them. But, once again, just like the Phillies, and honestly, we were scared about the Phillies the whole time, and we were just hoping they can get in. I feel the same with the Sixers. I really do.
Yeah, and I got you, Rich. And I think that's how a lot of people are with this team. And, you know, I don't totally fault people. But when you start talking about your best players playing like your best player, his Robin to his Batman is playing the best he's played in a long time. The third star-ish that you needed to get going again is kind of back to his way. You start to feel different about it. Now, the thing that is worrying me about the Sixers is still the bench. And, like, bang, bang, George Niang, who I like in the regular season, I mean, he's just going to play it off the floor.
They can't guard anybody.
I think 95% sure you could blow past bang, bang right
bang,
now.
Bang, bang, yang.
Melton's a very good player. And had Maxey worked better in coming off the bench, I think actually it makes sense as, like, the starting shooting guard to play, you know, guard the number one the offensive player.
Yeah.
You know, but coming off the bench doesn't really feel like the same for D'Anthony Melton. The bench is going to be – we talk about – Embiid needs to be the star. Maxey needs to be good. Harden needs to be good. The bench also needs to step up and get some key contributions from someone.
Well, here's what I'll say about that. I think points from the bench is a bonus. What can happen once they get in the playoffs is that the bench can't cough up 10-point leads, 8-point leads. If it's a tight game when the stars go out, like, it can't balloon to a 10-point deficit. Like, you can't be a negative as a bench when you go out there. I don't need you to be heroic and go win a game, but you got to at least hold down the fort until the big dogs are able to get back in there. You got to give them a little bit of a blow.
Well,
Embiid's going to play close to 40 minutes. He's not going to get the same rest that he gets in a regular season where he's only playing 35 minutes a game. He's going to play closer to 38 to 40 minutes a night, and so is Harden.
Well,
and the
thing that's sunk then the last couple of years is whenever Joel went off the court, there was no one behind him that could come in and play a decent center.
I still say we should have went and grabbed Dwight Howard.
He's in a 3-point contest in wherever he was playing this year.
I don't need him doing that.
No,
so, yes.
Believe it or not, I would not. But Paul Reed, I think, is actually – like, he's a foul a second. You know,
not even a minute.
It's
not,
like
not
it's
a minute.
He's in the game, bang, like foul. But, like, he's given them pretty good energy. I think he can block some shots. I know Doc, you know, is not maybe the biggest fan of Paul Reed. But, you know, hopefully he can get some experience and when Embiid does go to the bench, because you're right. I mean, he played 38 minutes the other night. He's going to be at 40. It's just like they can't get torched when he's off the court.
Yep.
Like Drummond was okay at it, but he was still a sieve defensively. They've never gotten that right. Like Dwight was probably the best one, and Dwight wasn't even good.
And he was like a foul a minute.
Oh, he was awful. He was
bull in a china shop when he would get in the game.
He really was. We'll get to the text line here in a couple minutes, but I thought this was interesting. So Elliot put this out a couple hours ago, and again, this is PFF, so we use it when it might fit our narrative or something that we want to see. But it had Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at safety having a 66.2 coverage grade and a 65. Whatever, overall defensive grade.
Yeah.
Jalen Mills at safety had higher numbers on both of those than Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. And I just, there's a part, if we're bringing back the old band and we're getting everyone back together.
Yeah.
Mills, he's not going to cost a ton, especially if they're looking for a cost-saving option. You know he'd love to come back. I kind of, if Chauncey doesn't sign, kind of feeling a little Jalen Mills reunion.
Yeah, that's what you might be feeling.
You get that. You get Blankenship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it. Like, I mean, but it'll have to do. But else, I mean, if they can't come to terms with CJGJ, they have to put somebody back there that's a veteran.
Well, and the interesting thing is that if they can't get it done with CJ, Jalen Mills, whatever, I wonder what they do with the draft. So they won't draft one in the first round.
No. Maybe in the second.
They have done that twice. Well, what did they draft Eric Rowe as a corner or a safety?
Corner.
Okay, so they did it twice then, because Jaquan Jarrett was second round pick, Nate Allen was second round.
Yeah.
Now, that team at that point was also in panic mode of like, oh bleep, we let Dawkins
safety. Yeah.
We let Dawkins walk. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different from that standpoint, but still like
I could see Jalen as a fallback. Yeah, I mean I could see it. He's not much different than CJ. Other than he's a little older, but I'm just saying, as far as body types, gone are the days of the safeties that were anywhere close to the size of Brian Dawkins and played that time. Most safeties are like half safety, half cornerback nowadays, because you got to have enough athleticism to cover guys at that position. That's what CJ was. That's what Jalen is.
Yep.
So, I mean, I could see it. If they can't get something done with CJ, which is more of a longer view, long-term type of situation. Jalen Mills is more of a one-year deal just to fill the hole this year.
Stopgap.
Yeah.
He's a stopgap. And then you the other thing is I just don't know what they're going to do with linebacker. You know, like the Kobe's going to be here. The other linebackers like Christian Ellis.
Sean Bradley. Davion Taylor.
Who, Davion, we'll see.
Dude,
I know.
All I'm telling you is
here.
They're on the roster.
Yep.
So until the Eagles actually bring in better linebackers, those guys are probably going to get – because I don't know if they value the position enough in the defense to actually go put any more money into it versus saying we'll get by with these guys at linebacker.
And that's another thing with the draft. Like, safety, we'll see how high they go. I mean, they did draft Nkobe in the third round.
Yep.
So that was a pretty premium pick on a linebacker, which could be
And so was Davion, a third-round pick. Yeah.
So maybe they're showing a different change of philosophy. They don't want to pay him, but they'll at least draft him.
Right.
And right. I wouldn't be surprised, and frankly, I think it'd be smart, use your first four-round picks all on defense. Like, if your offense is pretty much set – like, maybe they take the freaking Northwestern kid, the Skaronski,
at 10.
Maybe everything else is defense. But, like, they could add a defensive tackle. They could add a safety. When they drafted Jalen, they were talking about drafting Jeremy Chin.
Yeah.
So they showed that they were
Jeremy Chin. I remember that.
Interested in drafting him in the second round.
Yep.
But at this point, with the offense pretty much set, you have your backup center when Kelsey eventually retires, if he ever retires. It's kind of time to invest a whole draft in the offense or defense, especially with what you saw from the Chiefs last year.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see it. I really could, especially since you only have six picks. They certainly need a lot of bodies on that side of the ball, younger bodies, potential starters down the road type of bodies. Yeah, I could see that and wouldn't have a problem with it. I mean, other than running back, on the offensive side of the ball, I brought up tight end the other day. Like, I would love to have a number two tight end that's not just some name.
Not just like Jack Stoll.
Yeah, because something happens to Goddard like it did last year. We basically had to ignore the tight end position
for
3 weeks.
Oh, man, we had Calcaterra.
Right, exactly.
Year two, breakout year for Grant.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, maybe that's who they go to in his second year, I guess.
I need a quick confidence level with the hand check on Howie drafting defense in all four rounds. Yeah, it's a little shaky. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2023s are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan, located minutes from everywhere on Route 38, online, mountainhollynissan.com. Text line.
Text line.
Are we sipping on green Ike juice today? Pat in Scranton.
Well, it seems like a lot of people are.
A lot of people are. We haven't.
No,
we aren't.
No. Believe it or not, we are stone cold sober. But I've actually been surprised. I thought we'd see more green beers walking around. I mean, there was nothing that symbolized, well, at least back in college, though, St. Patty's Day, quite like green beer.
Yeah.
And you just haven't seen it yet. And frankly, I thought they'd be celebrating more the big Michigan State win than St. Patty's Day with the green beer. But, you know, sometimes people surprise.
I'll tell you what, in East Lansing, they are.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. How are we feeling after the Marquette game?
You mean not good.
It's Marquette.
It's a good basketball team, though.
Shaka? Shaka versus Tom
Izzo? I'm going to tell you, I don't like Shaka with the hair.
He needs to be bald?
Yeah, Shaka with the hair looks like Nick Wright.
He does.
Yeah, and I don't need that.
I mean, if they were smart, they're getting those two on a show together. Although Nick Wright's hair is a little out there now, too.
It's even longer nowadays.
It's like he's trying to look like a mob boss.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go into Sunday's game with the let the chips fall where they may. Here's what I'll tell you. I think Izzo has made the Final Four either two times or maybe three times as a seventh seed.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Where does the first weekend of the NCAA tournament rank amongst the best sports weekends of the year?
It's in the top five.
So do you like divisional round weekend more or conference championship weekend more in the NFL?
Honestly, I love the wild card weekend
wow.
the way it's set up now.
Wow.
With the triple header.
I know. But then,
I love it now.
But then you can still get, like, the Seahawks.
I don't care. You know, I'm football no matter who it is. It doesn't matter.
I will say,
as opposed to watching Coppin State versus Creighton.
What, are we talking the NCAA tournament?
I'm just saying.
Hold on. That's a big matchup. That's a 6-11. conference championship weekend, you get greatness on greatness.
That's probably my favorite weekend.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
about championship yeah, Sunday. Championship Sunday.
Masters weekend.
Oh, God. Come on now. You know that's right there.
The first week of the NCAA tournament. Baseball playoffs, I care about. I know most people don't care about. But listen, it's a great sports weekend. I hope everyone enjoys it. Tucker, what's next?
Slay's back. That's great. I saw him all over the field in the last 8 weeks of the season. Howard and Dilko.
That's not what I heard from the King on Wednesday. I think I counted it six times in that hour. He said he didn't see him in the second half of the year. So, but it was nice to see last night. He finally took to Twitter, and there was a little bit of a shot in there. I wasn't used to it, you know. With King, it's usually the Eagles are the greatest thing to ever exist in the history of humanity.
Well, he knew he couldn't go complete 180 and say how great of a deal it was that the Eagles got Slade re-signed and everything else. He couldn't go completely opposite.
You know what we call that? Accountability.
Accountability.
Mark, I mean, there's just not a show on this station that holds everyone at the station to a higher standard and accountability than from 2 to 6.
Yep.
It's what we do. What's next, Tucker?
Quit stealing my ideas, Howie. Chip in Los Angeles.
You think Chip?
Yeah, Marcus Mariota.
Do you think there's a little part of Howie that there was a big part of Howie that I bet was like a little wry smile when he signed Marcus Mariota. Like I wouldn't put it past him to text that to Chip and say got him.
I think the way you get back at Chip is you don't ever draft a UCLA player as long as he's the coach.
Well, who's even draftable?
Well, I'm just saying.
I know they looked at the quarterback.
The quarterback, yeah.
They, maybe a little, maybe, maybe. But now Marcus is here, so everything is fine. But it was a good bit by Howie. I respect the bits. What's next, Tucker?
Hey, Jack, I bet if you say you'll get an Embiid tattoo, they just might win the whole thing. Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
A lot of tattoo bets being thrown around. I do a lot of things for radio. Mm-hmm. I care about radio. I'm a big bit guy. I can't do tattoos.
It's not really your cup of tea.
No, first off, wouldn't look great on my body.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would probably start having to lift again.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to be the
flat. We know how much you didn't like doing that.
Oh, I hated it. No, that's part of the reason why I quit was, like, I don't feel like working out anymore. I get my running in. But when it comes to,
you're such a championship caliber athlete.
No, I'd say this. The two reasons why I didn't end up playing D1 baseball. One was Jill. I'm not one to throw my pregnant wife under
really
the bus.
You really just blame your wife.
Yeah. I'm not one to throw my pregnant wife under the bus. But I wanted to spend time with her. You know, I was a bit distracted.
You were whipped?
Listen, she's the
That's
greatest.
That's what it sounds like.
Ah, she's the greatest. I would have rather hung out with her than work out. So, just being frank, I was more interested in hanging out with Jill than I was getting better at baseball. And the second reason is that I just didn't like working out that much. Yeah, I did it, but I would put in, the lowest level possible.
Yeah.
I wasn't an above and beyond guy.
Can't believe you just blamed Jill.
We actually talked about it the other night, and I was like, listen, you're the only reason why I'm sitting here today. And had I never met you, I would have gone to at least. Now, also the grades. I forgot to add it in, the grades.
Oh, I had the grades in there, too.
I was an 1100 on my SAT away from Georgetown. Turns out they weren't accepting 980s on two parts.
Oh, but that means you was only 120 away.
Yeah, but also it's not impressive.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's well, you haven't realized where I come from. That sounds real impressive. Yeah. 980.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I took the tutoring courses too. I hated standardized.
I did the ACT.
Well, I did both.
Yeah.
I don't know what I got on my
ACT. I took the ACT three times.
Yep.
Yeah, and they back then they did a composite score, so you would average out the score.
And then Kennesaw State came calling, and everything was all
well,
good.
Well, dude, I told you, big part of the reason I didn't finish at Kennesaw State, brother, I would have had to have a Kennesaw State degree. I mean, that's what it would have turned into.
Yep.
They would have took all the credits I had from Michigan State, applied it to Kennesaw State, and then I would have finished, and they would have gave me a Kennesaw State degree. I didn't want a damn Kennesaw State degree.
You're a Spartan.
Yes, Michigan State don't allow you to do off-campus stuff.
The good part is you seem like you're over it.
I'm just saying, man.
What's next?
I could have had this piece of paper and been done already with this.
What's next?
How come nobody wants me, man? CJGJ at home deleting tweets.
Text line.
We want you, CJ. But maybe bring the asking price down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you'd be an Eagle.
Listen, it's a harsh reality for us as athletes that we kind of think that, you know, our value is at a certain level. And you may have all the numbers to back it up, and your agent may feel like, you know what, this is our time, this is our year. But then the market says, not so fast, my friend.
So,
and that's what it seems like has happened with CJGJ.
So it's a Friday. Obviously, we're not on the air until Monday. Do we get a CJJG resolution by Monday, and do you think he's an Eagle?
I don't. And that's good news for Eagles fans because I've been wrong about everything this free agency except for Darius Slay.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think he's coming back, but I do hope that he's coming back.
I have this feeling that he's going to be back. It's going to be on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
And he'll go back and try to test the market next year as having another year of playing safety, hopefully at a high level. And
it sounds like that's the best route he should take. If they can't give him the money that he wants now, then do a one-year deal.
Now, part of me would be worried, would he come in like holding a grudge?
You would hope not.
But also it's a one-year deal. So like.
Yeah, he still has to play, yeah.
You're 25. Go prove that you're worth that contract. And, yeah. I think the one thing that we have going for us with the Eagles is that you know Slay's in his ear. I'm sure Jalen's in his ear. I'm sure.
Right, they all want him back. Yeah.
Like they've openly been talking about
you're
it on Twitter.
Right.
You know, we see everything on Twitter now.
Yep.
Let's run it back.
You're right.
And you know, like, peer pressure does work sometimes. Come on back.
Well, listen, if you're going to sign a one-year deal, you want to pick up and move and go in a new city, or you want to come back to where you were just at in a familiar culture? I mean, I would just go back to where I was just at. I'm used to the players that I'm playing around. I know these guys. We just came from the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's not like you're going back to a bad team.
Yep. I already feel like Super Bowl or bust, but CJ would be a nice little cherry on top. Ike, fun day here at Chickies and Pete's for the St. Patrick's Day. And let me just be – I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that it's tourney time. Chickies and Pete's has you covered with great food and drink specials during the games. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. Go Pitt. They're closing out a parlay for me right now. So it's been a fruitful afternoon here at Chickies. And it was a fun day. Thanks for everyone that chimed in, joined in through the text line, phone line, Twitter, all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Ike, John will be back on Monday.
It's been a pleasure, brother. Good job.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you. But don't worry, he got one more hour of me. Fritz at 6 coming up next. And speaking of expectations, we're putting the expectations on one more team in this city.
There we go.
I've talked way too much Eagles today. It's time to talk some Phils. We'll kick off Fritz at 6 coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.